I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Rothstein, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chuck Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about, right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do, we get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is the dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
And welcome to Friday's edition of Chocolate City Radio. Tonight is going to be an interesting show. We're going to play music, we're going to talk shit, and we're going to talk about our topic. We do not have a slated guest tonight. Does not mean that somebody might not fall through. You know how niggas are. You know how motherfuckers just be cruising and wanting to disrupt shit. So, Dahlia will not be on tonight. We have Jazzy is on tonight, and, you know, we wait for callers to call in. You know, people ain't never on time. They on their time, which works for me. You know what I mean? Tonight's topic is going to be from a conversation I had with this girl at work. I'm not even going to say girl. It's a lady. She was telling me about how when she met her boyfriend, he wasn't her type. Her daughter and his daughter had been best friends for years, and then they just guessed they bumped into each other and just started seeing each other in a different light. But before she got with him, she had a friend that was trying to get with her man before he was her man, and it just never happened. So now that her and Jason are together, her friend is adamant about still wanting to be with him. Both of them, like, drink and, you know, smoke or whatever, and she feels like, you know, Jason would never do anything, but, you know, when alcohol is in play, shit does happen, you know what I mean? But me being a woman, I tell her, if a woman makes it known that she wants your man, you shouldn't have that bitch around you, no way. Because women, when they want something, we will not stop until we get it. So do you even want to play with that? So tonight's topic is, do you trust your mate around your friends, or do you trust your friends around your mate? Me being single, I have gone through that before, and with my ex-husband, I ain't trust that bitch around nobody but his mama and his sister, because if a nigga fuck his own mama, he nasty, and if you fuck your own sisters, you nasty, plus his sisters is ugly. Fucking dog. But I'm going to bring Jazzy in, and we're going to get it popping, and then we're going to play some music. I got new music tonight from hella people, so let's get it popping. Well,
hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I can't complain. You know, a little tired.
I'm bugging off of how you called his sisters. If you fuck your mama, you nasty. And if you fuck your sisters, you nasty. But FYI, them bitches is ugly anyway. I am upset at that.
His sisters are older, but I'm just saying, you know, with this new age shit, motherfuckers be getting it in where they fit in. They don't discriminate cousins, aunties, mamas, you know.
That's which is real crazy, man. There's too many... I don't know, like, I guess it all goes back to even what we were talking about on the previous show, you know? It's like, there's too many people of the opposite sex out there for you to, like, focus your energy on one particular thing that's wrong to you. So, I'm so confused. But anyway, that's not the topic tonight. The topic is, do you trust your man around your friends, right?
Yeah.
Yes and no. If I know that a chick has it out for my dude, first of all, I'm just going to have to tell her, like, if you ever go there, I'm going to have to fuck you up. The friendship is over. And for him, the same thing. Like, if you bold enough to do it, I dare you. Try it. I dare you. That goes for both of them. Like, if a bitch thinks she could take my dude, more power to her. But I doubt that.
But my thing is, okay, I mean, I understand, like, because the lady at work really tripped me out, because I'm just like, you know, she's talking to me, and I'm like, yo, for real? Like, really? That bitch don't need to be around you. Because if she's always talking about how is Jason, and she's making googly eyes and shit like that, that bitch still wants your man. She don't got no respect for what y'all got. Because a real friend isn't going to say anything like that. You feel me?
No, I'm with you on that one. Like, if a chick asks about your dude more than she asks about you, then definitely there's an issue. And she should no longer consider Lil Mama to be a friend. Like, she shouldn't even be her friend anymore, for real. She should be an acquaintance from a distance. And my response would always be to her, like, he's good. I don't give a fuck if we're arguing, I'm about to kick this nigga out the house. We're always going to be great.
Yes,
whenever she asks, we're fantastic. Everything is great.
A united wonderful front at all costs. And I feel you on that, because this is how I give it up. Okay. I had a semi-threesome with my best friend and her fiancé, which is now her husband. Okay. Mm-hmm. The particular night, I really couldn't get it in because Mother Nature was calling, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to participate in some oral, you know, him and her, you know, shit, ain't no shame in my game, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it turned me on to tell him how to fuck his wife now, and, mm-hmm. you know, be able to see that and, like, just have fun, because, you know, I love watching and I like to be watched. So,
right.
It had started with us getting super drunk at Mango's in South Beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was so drunk that when I went to the bathroom, I passed out. And security mm-hmm. had to carry me to the hotel. So, mm-hmm. you know, alcohol makes things happen that normally would not happen. So, mm-hmm. you know, now I've caught you up. You know, alcohol is a big factor. We all freaked off to a certain degree. They got it in. Me and her passed out on the bed because we all was drunk. He went out or whatever. He came back. I had to go to work the next day, so I couldn't stay on the beach. I needed to go back to Fort Lauderdale. So, you know, I drove home. And then it's like as he's walking me to the garage, he's like, you know, I didn't come. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I didn't bust a nut. I don't know if he did or not because I was drunk. And, you know, I was still a little out of it when he was walking me to my car. And he was like, you know what, you got some good head. I mean, hell, I know I got good head. I mean, that's just without saying, you know what I'm saying? So it's time to get me to finish what I started back in the hotel room. Yo, hold up, partner. That's my best friend. I love her. She allowed you to have that because you take care of her. She is not here. I would never, ever do without her being in the equation. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I left that alone. So then I went to Atlanta because I always go to Atlanta during tax season because my accountant is there and I pick up my taxes. And I stayed up there for like 4 days. So we hung out and she cooked for me and stuff like that. And, you know, he was wanting me to help him with his MySpace page because he was an artist now. And I'm telling her, like, you know what, my laptop ain't working. I'm going to go back to Pam's room and she can help me fix it because his wife trusted me. She trusted the man. You feel me? Now, I already know what time it is. And I'm just like, you know what, I have company coming over. So, you know, you can't come back to the room with me. You know what I mean? Because he was trying to get to the room, and he was going to try to fuck me. And that wasn't going to happen. And I was just like, you know what, that is like such a trifling nigga. But that's an example that my friends can trust me with their man. And then eventually I told her that, yo, look, every time your husband gets a chance, because they ended up splitting up for a little while, and, you know, I just felt like she could do better. And I told her, like, you know, there have been times when your husband was, like, trying to get at me, and I just don't feel like it's good for you. You can do better. I'm like, you holding him down because when you met him, he held you down. But at the same time, you're in D.C. and this nigga is in Miami, and y'all barely see each other. And she was like, she knows that she was going to move on with her life and stuff. And I'm just like, you know, that's crazy. Because me being the type of person that I am now, I'm very confident in me. And my friends, I feel like if a motherfucker can get what I got, it wasn't mine in the beginning.
That's how I feel. I'm with you on that one. That's why I said, like, if a chick thinks that she can take my dude, more power to her, because realistically it's just what you said. That means that he wasn't my dude to begin with. So she can have him so then I can move on to bigger and better things. But it's like I always tell, and I always tell men that I date, I give them a fair warning. They don't ever believe me until they test the waters, right? Because every man feels like he has to test the waters, I guess. But I always tell them, okay, you fuck around if you want to. You're never going to find anybody better than me. I guarantee. She may offer something that maybe I don't offer initially, right? So she may come with no strings attached. She may just be okay with being a fuck buddy. She may, you know what I'm saying? She may not come with some of the attachments that I come with, but I guarantee you, you'll never have it as good. And it's always true. I always get that call 3 months later, 6 months later, year later. I so wish I'd have never did that. I know you do. I know. The grass isn't always greener. So.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's like, for me, it's like, you know, if you take what was mine, I'm not about to fight over a dude. Trust and believe. But I feel like if there was some disrespect and you did, like, some real grimy underhanded, that's the one thing I'm not going to be, is disrespected. So if I have to fuck the nigga up and the bitch up, then all well. But I'm going to tell you why I'm fucking you up, because you disrespected me. Like, my thing is, don't be in my face, ha-ha, kee-keeing, and all the while you plotting. I'll respect you if you came up to me and be like, yo, Chop, for real, let me go ahead and tell you something. Your man, I want him. may the best chick win, then by all means, I'm respect you for that. Because you kept the
I'm with you on that one. Like, if you know me, best causes to, like, make it happen. Like, if I catch you in the streets, it is what it is. But, like, if I don't know you, if you don't know me, then no harm, no foul. Like, I can't really be mad at the next chick because my dude decided to be a fucked up ass dude and go out here and do whatever. But if you know me and you sneaking around with my dude knowing that I'm here, then now we have issues. That's all bad. But, I mean, dudes make it fucked up, though, because just like with, you know, just like with your best friend, she allowed him to have a night of pleasure, and he couldn't be satisfied. Like, he had to take it another step further. He fucked his own self up. And niggas tend to do that, man. Like, women always are trying to think of ways to please their man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know this shit will probably really turn him on. Like, I know he's going to be all about this, right? So you let the dude have that night of pleasure, but then he feels like, I'm going to take it a step further. I'm going to take it a step further. I'm going to take it a step further. And it's like, no, nigga, be satisfied with what you got. That was a present you got right there. That was a gift. Be satisfied with that. Appreciate it. Show me you appreciate it. And then maybe I'll do it again for you sometime.
Well, what I know is I'm going to bring in Tone because he has his hand rose and everything like that. Because I would like to hear from a man's point of view, do you trust your mate or your friends around, whoever you fucking with? What's up, Tom Boo Boo? How you doing?
What's up, ladies? How y'all doing tonight?
We doing good.
Hey, Tom.
That's what's up. Well, you know what, though? It's not so much about trusting my friend with my mate. It's more of trusting my mate. Because if it's my homeboys and we homies, then they should have the respect no matter what the situation is. Like, nah, that's Tone Girl, or she with Tone. We're not going to mess with her like that. Now, this is a jump off, and everybody knows, now that's just somebody, whatever, he pops off with. She want to pop off with the homie, if I, you know what I'm saying, it's different, but it's really, do you trust your mate? Because no matter what your friends do, it's up to your mate to decide, well, do I want to pop off with them? You know what I'm saying? Because let's just say, for instance, if I'm with you, Chuck, right? And one of my homegirls come up to me, I got to be the bigger man and be like, nah, ma, I can't rock out. I roll with your girl. Where another dude might be like, you might look at that opportunity and be like, well, all right. So it's really more of you trusting me than you trusting your homegirl. Because let me tell you something. There's a lot of times out here where homegirls will test their girl's man or vice versa or whatever, just to see what it is. And just to keep it short, I've had a situation where I just feel like this. Don't never introduce the opposite sex with one of your mates or somebody you're dealing with, whether it's business, a situation. Always try to make sure you stay the middleman. You know what I'm saying? That's another way where people will try to snake their way in to try to get at your mate. You know what I'm saying? I made that mistake a while back by introducing, not saying that they ever popped off or whatever, but, you know, it came to conclusion that, like, my man, like, try to holler at her or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And it shouldn't have to be no fighting as a woman or a man. You shouldn't have to fight nobody if you're all grown. But it's good to let it be known. Like, look, I need to talk to you for a minute. I just want to know what's going on and let you know what it is. You understand what I'm saying? So, but that's, yeah, I mean, that's high school stuff where you fighting over somebody, literally fighting over somebody.
Now, I mean, you know? I think for me it would be more like the respect, because my thing is, with my friends, the few friends that I do have and I let in, I let you in. So, to me, I am never going to disrespect somebody, and you're never going to disrespect me. But, like, when I was married, my ex-husband had a friend. This nigga was fine. To the point, my husband was like, damn, this nigga looked good. All the bitches want him or whatever. He was like a straight, pretty boy, but he was like an older guy or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
My ex-husband used to be like, oh, my God. I used to just say slick shit, and my ex-husband used to always try to fuck with my self-esteem, but, like, that nigga wouldn't fuck with you. Like, okay. So, got moved to California. So then Daryl came to California for recruiter school. So my ex-husband had went to Camp Lejeune for some kind of school or whatever, right? So before he left, we had invited Daryl over for dinner because I can cook, I entertain, I'm like the hostess with the mostest or whatever, right? So me and this nigga started getting close, you know what I'm saying? Then one night we went out to the club and I got drunk and we was dancing and he was up on me and he was feeling good. I ain't even gonna front. Man, to make a long story short, I smashed the homie and came home the next morning, right?
Wow.
But it was like, because my ex-husband was a cheater. He wasn't shit. But the more he kept telling me I couldn't get with this nigga, to me, the more it was a challenge. So it wasn't a fact, like, you know, not trust the beat, this, that, and the third. But, like, because for me, he always tried to fuck with my self-esteem. And so fucking this dude and then being able to throw it back in his face was like just dessert to me for all he had did.
Yeah, that wasn't even the point of you trying to cheat. That was just more like a challenge for you. Like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to prove. You basically like, you know what? I'm going to prove to this guy that, you know what? Yeah, he was attracted to you. That's what I'm saying. You had an attraction to him. So that's really what that was. You know, some people be like, oh, you know, you just wanted to cheat on your man. Or whatever the case may be. And that was just more like a challenge thing. Or whatever. Because you do have situations like that. You know what I'm saying? Then, like I always tell somebody, it might not be tonight. It might not be tomorrow. But there'll always be one day. You know what I'm saying? Where something will pop off. You know what I'm saying? Whether, you know, if you got an answer for the person, if you got, you know, anything sexual from the person. Or it has to be, you know, straight up intercourse. You know, it could be, you know, orally, it could be, you know, just touchy-feely stuff or whatever, you know. Once buttons start being unbuttoned, now you on the next level.
I just feel like, I mean, I don't feel like I should have to go out of my way to stay a middleman for anybody. If you're going to, like, if you're supposed to be my friend, or even if you're supposed to be my dude, I shouldn't have to worry about leaving the two of y'all in a room together. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like what you said, Chuck. Like, if I allow you into my circle, if I trust you enough to allow you into my personal life to begin with, then that means I've already given you that respect, so I deserve it back. You know what I mean? So I shouldn't have to feel threatened or feel iffy about the fact that you and my dude are in a room together and I'm not there. Because I should know that you know that, A, I'm a real bitch, and you can't just, like, fuck my dude, right? And you should respect me enough to not even want to do that in the first place.
And that's what I was trying to say. Like, it's more of you trusting your dude than trusting your own homegirl. Because, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it's really you and your dude is going to go more longer, or you and your husband is going to, you know, 9 to 10 lives more longer than any one of your homegirls. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know what? If it's like, if your homegirl tries to holler, you got to kind of expect it. So that's what usually a lot of homegirls do. You know, they're homegirls. But that's what they do. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I had a friend like that. She told me, she said, I don't want to introduce you to my homegirls like that because I don't trust them. So I said, well, why do you hang with them? If you don't trust them with any guy, you mess with or whatever. So, you know, that's what got me. You know, and how to tell her. I said, you know what, you ain't got to worry about me because I'm not going to get down like that. You know, that's just respectful to you. You know, so, I mean, trust is a big thing to give somebody, you know. So, you gotta just basically not worry about it, you know. Just, you know, just worry about what goes on between you and them, you know.
Well, I'm Gucci, cause like right now, it's like my situation is, you know, I have a friend that I like a lot, I care about him a lot, but he be like joking, but I know he be serious. Because he always like, man, you a fucking freak. He's like, I seen your video, and when that nigga touched your booty, you ain't do nothing. You was, like, probably freaking off with the whole room or some shit like that. He's like, I know you like getting it in. I'm like, but for real, nigga, ever since we've been dealing with each other and talking, I ain't been freaking off with nobody. Like, get the fuck out of here. And people have a misconception because they can see a video or they listen or they read something and they be like, oh, yeah, she a freak. Yes, I am a freak, but I'm a freak for who the fuck I'm with at the time. I'm not an everyday stranger freak. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might have an encounter where it's just some shit that I'm going through or some shit that I want to do because I can never deny my mind when it's there. You know what I mean? Like, my pussy is telling me it wants some strange dick and it's telling me how it wants it, then I have to listen to a Chica and I have to feed her because Chica gets hungry. You know what I'm saying? She hasn't been hungry to the point where it was like all you can eat buffet and she had to sample everything on the fucking smorgasbord or whatever. But, you know, there are times when I feel like I need to do what I need to do. But, I mean, right now, I am not active. I'm not sexually active, and I'm okay with that for right now.
So you say that for right now, so what you're saying is that you don't know when it's going to happen, but you know your body, you know your pussy, you know it's going to be one night, you're going to wake up, you're going to want some strange dick, or you're going to want to be in a situation where if you fuck, and that's it.
Well, you know, after the little stunt that I pulled today, I'm going to get offers for plenty of strange dick because I have just decided to release the full video, not even the full video, but the key scenes of when I first live on the air on my show. So no one has ever seen start to finish. No one has ever seen a money shot with me, and they're seeing it all. They even get to see me like interact with two dudes at one time. So it's like, you know, I know that I'm going to get hammered with, like, oh my God, because people are like already going crazy off of the promo. So like when they got the actual link, because it's like three parts, they were just like, you know, they get to hear me come, see me come. And it's just, I don't know, today I woke up in one of the moods, like, you know what, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to share something with everybody that missed the show when I did it. So now they have something to go back and look at and just be like, yo, she really about it. She gets it in. I mean, I don't talk about it, I live it.
I know one time when I saw the video you had, where I guess that was your man or your boyfriend that made you squirt, and that was real nice.
Yeah, you know what? I ain't even gonna front. I miss that nigga. Like, I just wish he could have stayed consistent. I miss him making my body do that. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. It's like sometimes I be like wanting to call him and be like, yo, I miss you. But I just miss what he made my body do. You feel me? And I feel like that's kind of bad because, like, he used to just be like, oh, because he used to be like, yeah, I'm going to smut you out. I'm like, you going to smut me out? And I ended up smutting him out, and he felt a certain kind of way. So it's like now, it's like, sexually, that nigga won't come near me because I came to his house and I smashed the homie and kept him moving.
He can't accept the fact that, you know, you just come in and get yours and down. That's what he wants to do. He can't take that from a woman. That's what it is.
But my thing is, you know, we was cool. You know, we had, like, a really good situation. But it was just like, don't fuck with my sleep. You know, I ain't going to front. The dick was interesting. He had it here. So, you know, that kind of turned me on. And, you know, I'm just, like, saying to myself, like, wow. You know, you ever have some, like, Jazz, you ever had some dick that was so good that you would want to share it with your friends?
It was so good that I wanted to do what with it?
share it with your friends?
No, I ain't never had dick that good. I've had dick so good, but I've been like, bitch, I wish you would.
Oh,
no,
I've actually had some dick where I'm like, oh, my God, my girls need to feel some of this. Like, it was that good. And he was like one of those, like, it would have been like a really nice joint project. If he just would have stayed consistent. The key to keeping me is being consistent. If you're consistent with the dick and the attention and the affection, then you have chops.
Now, I have had dick so good that made me consider giving him a threesome. I've been like, you know what? That was good. I may have to let you have an extra little treat, but never to the point where I'm like, it's so good, I want to share with the world.
Nah, you might just have one friend that you be like, yo, I think this dick is great. Matter of fact, we have another caller that wants to get in on this. So the last four is 1815. You're live on the air with Chalk Mommy, Jazzy, and Big Tone.
What's happening?
Hi.
How you doing? Hi, Jazz. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right. I hear y'all talking about this little conversation. So I'm saying, what y'all really talking about, though?
We're talking about, do you trust your friends with your mate or your mate with your friends?
I'm saying, it's like this with me, though. I done been through a lot or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And I don't, you know, I'm married or whatever. And I don't, me and my wife, we've been best friends. We grew up together, and then we got married a couple of years back. But I don't trust dudes like that, you know what I'm saying? Because I know niggas grabbing, you know what I'm saying? I done did some grabbing shit myself back in the day. And I know how niggas is, you know what I'm saying? So I really don't get down like that, you know what I'm saying? It's like our flesh is weak, you know what I'm saying? And at any given time, you know, we'll get caught up, whether we are female or male, you know what I'm saying?
That's how I feel about it. I feel about it at the end of the day, a man is going to be a man regardless. The man knows he can get away with it, and he knows that shorty ain't going to tell, and then he's going to be like, don't worry about it. He ain't going to never know nothing. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes your mate could build a bigger friendship and a bigger trust with you, one of your homies, than you. And like you said, I've been on that side of the fence. Where it's like, yo, at the end of the day, a nigga gonna be a nigga in a dollar. You know what I'm saying? Especially if shorty look good.
Hey, bro, call yourself too, right? You saying a nigga gonna be a nigga, right? But a female gonna be a female too, bro. And it's like this, you know what I'm saying? A woman came from a man from day one. So everybody fuck up, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, if you love that person, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta work that shit through, and if you know what I'm saying, if you really love that person, and that person love you, you just be like, yo, look, we're gonna cut all the bullshit aside, you know what I'm saying, if you gonna keep it 100, and you be like, hey, I cheated on you, baby, you know what I'm saying, if she gonna keep it real with you, you know what I'm saying, she gonna tell you the truth, but some women, you know what I'm saying, carry shit to their grave, bruh, and it's like this with me, I'm a true-fledged person, you know what I'm saying, because that's how I was raised, you know what I'm saying, so... I mean, if I fuck up, I might not tell you right then and there, but eventually I'm going to tell you. But I hope you'll tell me if you fucked up. You know what I'm saying? If female fucked up. That's just how that shit goes. You know what I'm saying? So I really don't trust nobody, bro. I just put my trust in God, bro, and I keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? I'm in love with my wife. You know what I'm saying? We done been through a lot. You know, and at any given day, she might fuck up, but yeah, if I love her, I ain't gonna just throw her to the side because she fucked up. I'm gonna forgive her and we're gonna work through that shit, bro.
Yeah, that's real tough right there.
Well, let me just say, first of all, I have a pretty good idea who this caller is right now. So let me just say, you probably have no issues to trust your wife because I'm sure your wife is like keeping it 100, but. I think that if you really felt like you had a reason to not trust her, you guys probably would not still be together. So, Chuck, just like you and your ex-husband. So it was like, it was that mental disconnect because, like, you already know he's trifling, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that motherfucker wasn't shit when we got married. He just didn't want nobody else to have me.
Which usually is like that. Dudes that fuck around usually try to lower your self-esteem because they know that they're out there not doing the right thing. So they want to make you feel so bad about yourself that you don't attempt to, like, get out there and be like them.
And then you know, another thing is, baby girls, I ain't even cut all off. Another thing is, what's wrong with us dudes, right? A lot of niggas might hate me after this, but every piece of ass that walk past, we be looking at it, we be designing, and then lying before God, and then when y'all women ask us, oh, you was looking at that? We be like, nah, I don't want nobody but you. But deep down inside, we be lying like hell.
But I don't give a fuck if you look at her ass or not. Like, as a matter of fact, we probably both want to be looking at the same bitch to keep it going. Like, damn, she got ass. But it's one thing to look and admire, and it's another thing to even talk about maybe bringing her home one day, but you can't fuck her without permission.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like this. I can't go no further than a woman let me, or a woman can't go no further than I let her. But, I mean, we just fuck up, period, man. We as people, man, we got to realize that shit. But if we got it deep down inside us to do what's right, then that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't want y'all to put no trust in another woman around y'all man and this and that. You know what I'm saying? It might be your homegirl, best friend or whatever, because I'm pretty sure y'all done witnessed that best friend shit. Where a girl was your best friend and then she went behind your back and tried to holler at your man. You know what I'm saying? That same shit go with dudes. You know what I'm saying? We got homeboys or whatever, macho to macho or whatever niggas and shit like that. But at the same time, in a given day, them niggas will go behind our back. So we just got to, I don't know what the fuck, man.
Yeah, I just get what you get. And just worry about what you get out of it sometimes. And because you can't control the whole world. You can't control your homies. You can't control your homegirl. You know what I'm saying? So what happens is, but you can contain it, though. You know, you can police it and maybe check a nigga one time, be like, yo, son, you know what I'm saying, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? But like you said, everybody's going to be, you know, we all human beings. We all slip up. We all got feelings. You know what I'm saying? You know, at the end of the day, shit happens, you know, but that's why I go back to saying you can't worry about your friends, you can't worry about your homies. You have to have that trust in your mate. If at the end of the day, your mate makes that decision, whether, okay, you know what, his man is hollering at me, all right, I'm going to indulge in it, or whether say, nah, yo, you know what I'm saying, your homie is my man, I can't rock like that, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, bro. That's 100 day, bro. You know what I'm saying? And that's real nigga shit, man. You know, like you said, at the end of the day, you can't control that. You know, we can only control ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just like to be, it with me, I deal like this. You know what I'm saying? I done fucked up in the past or whatever, but I strive to do what's right now. You know what I'm saying? I live day to day. You know what I'm saying? As long as I can do what's right for this day, I'll worry about tomorrow when tomorrow comes. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to keep it real with my wife while I can. Because it's nice asses out there now, bro. I ain't going to lie, nigga. It's nice asses out there, but you got to keep it 100. You know, because my wife fucked me up. You know what I'm saying? So I just keep it real. She doesn't fuck me up, but I just keep it real.
So have you ever cheated on your wife?
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. And got fucked up and put in the hospital on my birthday in the trauma unit. Hell, yeah.
Wow. Wait a minute. Hold up.
Chuck, like I said, I know this dude on the phone right now, and he is not telling a lie. Like, this nigga almost lost his life over some pussy. Like, that's how serious his wife was about it. Like, she put his ass in a coma, like.
He
almost didn't make it. His wife is a rider.
How he get caught?
I got caught. Yeah. I'm saying, I'm a sensitive nigga, and when I get confused, you know what I'm saying? When I'm messing with two chicks, I get confused, and me, you know what I'm saying? When I done fucked up, I got to admit that I fucked up. That's just me. Some niggas don't admit that shit. They'll just lie until they die. But me, I got to admit it because the truth in me, so it got to come out. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know what I'm saying? When I fucked up, when my wife caught me, you know what I'm saying? It was like she came to the girl house. She was like, boom, where my motherfucking husband at? You know what I'm saying? So I came to the door like, what the fuck going on? You know what I'm saying? I was like, go home. And she was like, go home. Nigga, you better bring your motherfucking ass home, you know what I'm saying? So I stayed with the girl for like 9 months and shit. So when I finally went home, I left my home for 9 months. So when I finally went home, my wife picked me up and shit. She was like, you know, I was in college and shit. And she was like, yo, I got something, you know, going on for your birthday or whatever. So boom, when I got home, she had all that shit built up in her for them whole 9 months. You know what I'm saying? For me cheating on and being to the other female house and shit, I ended up in the motherfucking trauma room on my birthday.
Damn!
I'm trying to see.
You can't even make movies about shit like that.
Nah.
Huh? Like you can't even make up a movie like that. You should have wrote a book or something.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to do now, bro. I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Directors can't even make up a movie that good, like, you know, a plot like that. I'm not saying it was a good thing to happen, but I'm saying is like, you know, you go to a director, you go to like some to like a publisher, they'll be like, wow, like, you know,
hey,
that's
hey,
a mess
hey,
going on. I could never imagine nothing like that going down.
I'm telling you, bro, big ass steak knife, bro. It wasn't that. She gave me the business, bro, and I couldn't do nothing but accept it. You know what I'm saying? And she was right there in the hospital. She was right there in the hospital with me. You know what I'm saying? After all this shit happened, and you know what I'm saying? When I came out of coma, she was right there. The next day, she went to jail. She went to jail for one day. The judge let her out and shit. You know what I'm saying? Cause she ain't had no rest and nothing like that. You know, and then we had some domestic violence in our home anyway, you know what I'm saying, with some other issues and shit. So we done grow beyond that, but, bro, we've been through it, bro. I'm telling you, shit was crazy, bro.
Damn!
Yeah, you want to ask me how many times she stabbed you?
Huh?
I said, how many times did she stab you?
Oh, 3 times, bro. She hit me in my chest, she hit me in my back, and in my leg, bro, with the biggest knife in the rack, bro. And I had my lung collapse, no, bro.
Yeah.
They lost me for 15 seconds. They did their resuscitation shit. They brought me back. You know what I'm saying? My whole life flashed before me. You know what I'm saying? But God told me. I caused that on myself. You know what I'm saying? Me and her, see, me and my wife met when we was kids, bro. She was 8 years old. I was 9 years old. Now she'll be 34 this year. I'll be 35. So we met at a carnival. You know what I'm saying? We was kids. My wife kissed me and walked away. And I seen her like 2 years later. She was living in a different town and shit. So I owe her that respect. You know what I'm saying? I fucked up. And I couldn't stop. You know, my family was like, why you still fucking with her, nigga? You stupid. You know what I'm saying? This and that. She done damn near killed you. And she done killed you. You lost your life for 15 seconds. You know, my mom and me, why you fucking with her? Because I love her. I fucked up. You fucked up, you just have to admit to your shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's why I trust my wife now. I learned to trust her. If I trust her, she'll do the right thing. See, if I badger her and be on her and accuse her, then she'll fuck around and go out there and do the wrong thing. But if I love her just for today, I know I'm good. That's what we got to do with each other, you know what I'm saying, with our mates and shit, bro. Them girls are keeping 100, bro. If we do what the fuck we got to do, them girls will keep it 100, bro. I promise you, them queens something else, bro. They'll keep it 100.
Nah, you got about that, down. But at the same time, any chick that stabbed me, I don't care how much I admit I fucked up. I will not be back around that chick ever again. You know what I'm saying? I could not never trust a person like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how much I messed up.
You talking about if a boy stabbed you, man?
Yeah. Nah, I ain't never been stabbed by a female, boy.
Nah,
I'm just saying,
that's
if that ever happened to me from a chick, I could never go back no broad like that, man.
Yeah, man, that's my, check this out, bro. That's my wife, though. That's what you failing to realize. We've been best friends before we got married, bro. We rolled up together, bro. I fucked up bad, and she rolled, nigga, with me, nigga. I'm talking about, nigga, I had big boy charges. I done been in penitentiary and all, bro. And I had to pay her back by cheating on her, bro. She rolled with me when my mama wasn't there, when my family wasn't there, bro. When I was in the penitentiary in the room by myself crying out, God, bro, only person came to visit me, she did. Work a third shift at the hospital, get off the hospital, she in the day, she in the motherfucking day room waiting on me on visitation, bro. So I fucked up totally by getting out of prison and cheating on her, nigga. I was getting out of prison a month, nigga, off a 12-year bid, and I cheated on my motherfucking wife, bro.
Oh,
just got mad 3 days later.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel
so you. It is. So you got to love a woman like that, bro.
Yeah, true.
Oh, yeah, man. I said she should have did it, but I understand.
Taste your chocolate, and I'll do it again.
That's
crazy. I'll do it again, and I love you, Jazz.
I mean, me personally, all I know is I don't like blood, so I may have had to do something different because I know when I was married with my ex-husband, this nigga used to cheat all the time, and he always makes some old fuck-ass excuses. So, you know, we got into it one time, and he put his hand through a window, and when he, you know, like when you put it through a double-pane glass, it's not really anywhere for the glass to go but in your hand. So when he pulled it out, you know, blood all over the place. I take him to the hospital. I stay there all night with him. They have to stitch it up and everything like that. And he had staples and shit. So we come home. I'm already mad because, like, yo, nigga, we just moved into this fucking house. We had a new duty station. You bring a bitch in my house while I'm gone because I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with you because you cheat all the fucking time. When I come back to my crib with my daughter, my neighbor's looking at me like, who the fuck are you? I'm like, I'm the lady of the house. They're like, nah, the lady of the house drive a car like this. Word?
Damn.
When he put his hand through that window because I had punched him in his motherfucking shit, it's like we at the hospital all night. You know, I'm there. I'm chilling, trying to make sure everything's good. We get back to the crib, and I look at my bed, and knowing that bitch been in, and he say some slick shit. So I took the hammer, and I hit him in his shit. They had just been stitched up, and they realized that they stitched it up with glass, so they had to unstitch it, clean out the glass, and stitch it back up. And I think that's like one of the most trifling things that I did, except for I took some scissors and I cut him because he hit me. But because after I seen the blood, I would have been sick, and I don't think I could have stabbed you them other two times.
Nah, I fucked around and I hit my wife that day too, so it wasn't just the point about cheating. You know what I'm saying? I stepped all the way out of God's will, and I put my fucking hands on my wife that day. You know what I'm saying? And I don't do that no more. You know what I'm saying? I made a vow to God that I wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? So I deserved everything that came to me that day because I was already wrong for cheating. Then I went to accusing her that day on my birthday. Then I fucking choked her and put my hands on her and slapped her. That's why she did what she did, because she was scared. She didn't know. She just snapped. She didn't know what the fuck was going on, and she got scared. So it wasn't just the point about me cheating. It was my violence, too, that was going on. You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's my question to you. How the fuck you going to question anybody and your ass was gone for 9 motherfucking months?
Tell it.
I'm saying, you're right. That was just my excuse. That's what us men do. When we have a tendency to blame y'all, when we know, because we be so fucking confused. We We ignorant as hell at times. See, y'all think.
Yo, you wasn't time. Confused. Your dick was thinking instead of your brain. And you was like, okay, I was on that bullshit, so let me try to make it better. Let me try to flip it back on her and make it feel like, make it seem like, you know exactly what you was doing. See, that's what I hate about women when they had to get caught. Because dudes always try to make up the reason why it happened. Yo, ass knew what you was doing. You know why you acted like that.
Bad about the shit. Yeah.
He was in reverse psychology and got cut the fuck up. But I'm just, like, trying to figure out, like, most dudes, right, when they might leave for the weekend. They might leave for a week. But this motherfucker was gone 9 months. That's a whole
I think it's because he was scared, Ty. I think it's because his ass was scared to come back home. He probably wanted to come home the day after. But he was scared, like, I know she gonna fuck me up. So let me just keep my ass out here. Maybe she won't be so mad. Maybe she'd be so happy to have me back. She won't kick my ass.
Is a pregnancy term.
I'm his wife. I'm gonna say this much. He was frightened of me. He didn't know what to do. He was so afraid. He didn't want to come home. If he knew at any given time, I was gonna snap on his ass. And that particular day, I did. See, he brought the chicken in my damn house when I was at work. And see, when I found out about it, she was fighting me because I wanted to snap her fucking neck. So I told him, I said, I got you, bitch. I got you. Because he was scared. He would never, ever want to be alone with me in the house because he knew he would never go to sleep. He would be one eye open and one eye closed. And I told him, I'm going to gut you like a fucking fish. And I did it. I just snapped.
Man, you good.
Nothing like a woman scorned, huh?
Man, she had 9 months to plot the ultimate revenge. This nigga thinks he gets presents for his birthday. He got a present, all right.
Yeah, he got one. He got three fucking presents. He had a chest tube in the side of him. He had a bag on the side with blood leaking out. I went to jail. I got arrested. They had a whole crime scene shit taped off by our house. You know, the yellow tape that they do not enter.
Yeah.
It was a homicide. They had pictures and the little things in the house with the little things like it was a crime scene.
Wow. Yeah. So how is y'all relationship now?
I mean, we Gucci now. We like the best of friends. I mean, we get along. We have our own love, special bond, but it's been hard. It was in the beginning, but now we good. We need to come out to Cali, though, and check y'all out.
I'm in North Carolina.
Oh, you in North Carolina?
And
okay.
Jazzy's in Cali.
Okay. Yeah, I did
Man,
that.
I am just tripping because for me, 9 fucking months, yo, you good. Because, like, and he was, like, crazy to come back 9 months. He must have thought he had that seriously good wood.
I mean, he was on that wood. He ain't got shit, bitch. He's just say this. He would come by the house, he would take her money and bring it to me. So she would work two jobs and he would get all her money and bring it to me. So it is what it is. She said she used to have the good. Yeah, I had the good too. I had the sharp wood.
I am just fucked up over the 9 months. That was long enough for you to have a damn child.
Yeah, that was long enough for me to have a child. See, he used to do stuff and tell Jimmy, if you leave me for your wife and go back to her, I'm gonna put you in jail. So every other week she used to keep him in jail, so he wouldn't leave her.
What?
Oh yeah, he got really dirty. She used to beat herself up. She don't jump out the car.
Wow.
Yeah, we need to write a book, like old boy said. We need to write a book about this.
Wow. Damn. I'm speechless because, I mean, I done heard some shit. I done been through some shit. But this shit takes the motherfucking cake. Because first of all, what the hell are you doing kissing the motherfucker when you ate?
Now and what now?
What the hell are you doing kissing somebody when you years old.
Fast.
We was just kids. We was on a blow up thing, you know, the balloon where they have it, the little balls inside. And I was a tomboy at the time, so I pushed him down and I kissed him. And so he said he had asked God that day for me to be his princess. So 20 years later, we got married. And so when he was in prison at the time, you know, and nobody would see him, his mom just cut him off. So I was the person that would make sure he had food and money in his canteen every other week or whatever. And I've been there, that ride or die bitch, till day one. And then when he got out, I really felt very betrayed because we got married like a week after that. So after he did that and cheated with her, I really felt like, bitch, how could you fucking do this to me, motherfucker? So I said, I got you. And it really, you know, I was pregnant. I lost the baby. Oh, yeah, it got really deep.
Huh?
Yeah, I was pregnant. I miscarried the baby and all.
Wow, I am so sorry for your loss. That, I mean, but me personally, I feel you hauling this motherfucker down on a 12-year bid. Now,
he did 6 off that 12 because
okay,
they ran up concurrent together.
Okay, now, my thing is, you know, y'all on about everything. You ain't fucked while he was locked up.
I did what now?
Did you fuck while he was locked up?
No, I didn't. I've got it on witness. I didn't. We started talking.
Girl,
I
you
didn't.
Are good. Man, you should. Man, girl, go get a hammer. Go get a hammer and hit him for me.
Don't start no shit, Chuck. I don't have no bail money.
Man, she just. Man, she need. Girl, that ain't even my man, and I'm upset. Damn! 6 years off a 12-year bid, home a month, and he gonna fuck a smut and lay up for her 9 months, even though, you know, he, man, yo, what kind of dick your man got? I mean, no disrespect, but great God, Batman.
Let me just say this. He had enough to tell me God lied to us, and the devil played with us and put us together, and we weren't supposed to be together. That right there what took the cake. It's like, everything went out the window. I was like, okay, I'm going to kill him.
He said the devil
fooled us. We weren't never supposed to be together. This is when he was with the girl 99. He done probably screwed her. He probably was about to screw her. And then after the 80% he had at home, and he wanted that extra 20%. So that 20% wasn't all for the piece of shit.
Man, what's your husband's name?
His name is Cabbie Ted.
Yo, homie, you, oh my gosh, yo, like for real, I hope every time you get paid, you giving her your whole paycheck.
She got all of it.
Okay.
Every week I get it.
There's hella restitution that needs to be paid up in this bitch.
We're not gonna hold up the talk show, but we just want to just put some info into what y'all was talking about and just let y'all know about our experiences, what we went through, and saying that ain't cool, you know, as a friend or whoever. Me personally, I would trust Jazz around my man because I know her. I wouldn't feel intimidated. The only reason why you feel intimidated because you know what type of woman you are and you know what you would do. So I wouldn't feel threatened for another woman to be around my man. But my thing is they are two adults. They know what they want. If they true to me, then she would be like, that's my girl. I would never do that. That's just my husband. He knows the deal. I would do his ass in. I would call the corner to come and pick his ass up.
Shit. Nigga, if I was you, I wouldn't even want to look at porn. I'd just be looking at her.
I don't have no problem with him looking at that. I really don't. I really don't.
Man, he just need to be straight and narrow. He don't need to look at nothing. He don't even need to look at TV.
You're the heart, man.
Pray and read the Bible. He need to look at the four walls at his job. Come home and look at the four walls at y'all crib until you get home. Wait on you hand and foot, like, girl, you is about to be my role model because I'm about to call my friend. But, like, yo, nigga, I don't know what the fuck you got going on, but you ain't never gave me no reason to doubt you. But I had a chick, a ride or die chick on the show today. I will gut your ass.
gonna be honest with you. When that happened that night, Chocolate and Jazz, I wasn't. Have you ever saw like you know the ID, the you know biography where you got women that go to prison for manslaughter?
Yes,
and they say
yes.
That's a real thing. I mean, it's like I blacked out. I didn't
snapped.
See nothing but darkness.
Yeah, you snapped.
I snapped. I didn't see anything till after everything was over with. Then I came back to my senses.
Well, you know what? This is what I'm going to do for you because I don't want you to think I'm going behind your back. But as much as my daughter look at A&E and snapped and all that shit, I'm about to see how I can get your story on there so you can get paid. And I ain't even going to charge you a finder's fee because you deserve everything you get. All the riches off of that motherfucker. What?
Wow.
And I would give Jazz the information to give you because, no, seriously, that is some snap shit. They be like always having women that's on there that are pushed to the point where they snap. But the only difference between you and them is your man is still living. These motherfuckers
yes.
are snapped to where, you know, what he
they
did after 15 seconds. So
they keep stabbing and, yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
Technically, you can fit in there because he did die, but he came back. It wasn't his time.
You did. Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. I had to go through interrogation and all.
Woo! And where was the chick at after all this happened?
I mean, she wanted me and my husband to get a divorce. When we first got married, you know, you can get annulment within the first 3 to 6 months. So she wanted him for herself. But that clearly that it wasn't gonna happen like that. No. And he told her, I'm never gonna divorce my wife and I'm going back to her. So she told him, if you leave me, then you ain't gonna never see your kids anymore, and I'm gonna keep you in jail, or I'll tell the people that you raped me or something like that. That was yeah, that was a grimy bitch.
And where is she at now?
She's back when we left home, but I had to put it on her too. So because I went to her job all in black, and I told her, bitch, you can get it too, because I snapped your neck right in here today. Don't be threatening nobody.
Wow.
She was fighting with me.
Wow. She was a little scary hoe, too, wasn't she?
Yeah, she popped shit in front of a lot of people, but when it's time to do, she hid behind Jimmy that night when I came to the house. And I told her, bitch, you came to my house and I wasn't there. I'm a real bitch. I told you I was coming to yours. Knock right on the door. Let's get it. Come on out.
What part of South Carolina are you in?
I can't tell you that, Chocolate. We on the air.
Man, shit. I need to come to South Carolina.
What part of North Carolina you in, Charlotte?
I'm in Greensboro. I used to live in
Greensboro.
Greensboro.
Well, we're an hour from Charlotte.
Okay. I know exactly where you at. Wow. You is a real get-it-popping helper. I like that. Well,
thank you. Thank you, baby. I appreciate it.
Man,
what's your end part of this, Jazz?
I'm sorry. What did you say, hon?
I said, what's your input in this? Do you think I was wrong for what I did?
No, I don't think that you was wrong. I think that there's a very thin line, just like the song says, right, between love and hate. And I think you can't be faulted for what you do when you black out. I mean, I've done it. I've been there. I've done that. I've caught a dude before. I've popped it. I've tried to run him over. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've blacked out. I've done that. And just like you, you know, it's like when a chick knows, it's a whole other issue, right? So you confront her. And I dislike women like that. It's like if you're bold enough to do it, really be bold. Like, be bold to tell me what it is. Be bold enough to suffer the consequences. Like, don't play those cat and mouse games, you know? But at the same time, just like with your husband, it's like men always realize that the grass is not greener. And that, I think that's probably the staple of tonight. The grass is not greener on the other side. Like, you married her for a reason. You know what I'm saying? You wifed me for a reason. It was because I'm that one. So whatever you find, she may offer you something temporarily, you know, that I don't come with. She may offer you the opportunity to have no strings attached, but the reality is it's never going to be as good as home. And the sooner men realize that, not just men, but women too, because women, you know, women step out the box too. So it's like the sooner people realize that, that the grass is not always greener, the better off they'll be, man.
Wow. That's crazy. That is just crazy. I mean, it's just the dumb shit that dudes do.
Well, just, you know, like I said, it's not just necessarily men, I don't think. I think that women do it too, because we hear about it all the time. That's why some men always talk about women the way that they do, because it's been misused or abused by a woman, you know? So I can't just say that it goes for any one particular side, but I just say in general, like I said, there are too many options to do whatever it is you want to do. You don't have to be a cheater nowadays, because there's too many people that are willing to do whatever. Just say that this is not what you want, and you'll be surprised what it is that you receive in return.
I agree with that. Man, I don't know what I would do. Boy. I think I would do a Lorena Bobbitt, but I'd just slice it up in pieces where they couldn't put that bitch back together. Like, nah, there is no hope for this shit. Wow. I am really honored that you guys called in and shared that, because some people needed to hear that.
Thank you so much. Thank you for allowing us to be on your show. This is our first time actually being here, and it's very interesting. So this is not going to be our first time coming just to listen in.
Yeah, it gets very interesting at times. Very.
And let me just say, this is probably one of the most PG shows we've had thus far that I've listened to, that I've been a part of anyway.
I mean, you know, shit happens. And, you know, there's a chance we're still going to be turning it up, because we still got an hour. And, you know me, I'm still reeling off of last week's show. I mean, Tuesday show. With Mr. Tone.
Hey, y'all have a peaceful night. Hey, we out. I'm about to dig in my cookie jar right quick. Y'all have a blessed night.
You better.
I know that's right.
Yeah, you better dig
in. Eat all the cookies. Eat all the cookies.
I know that's right. Hey, God bless y'all. Thanks for allowing us to be on your show, too. Jazz, peace out, baby girl.
Thank you. Now, Jazz.
Yes, ma'am.
This is quite interesting. This is quite interesting. Now, I'm working on my mixtape, right? And I got a couple, it's this song called L-O-V-E. And at first, I was like, I wasn't going to let no rap be on there or whatever. But this song is really nice, so I had to go ahead and make an exception. Plus, with all the shit that's going to be on this mixtape, people ain't going to care if it's rap, because they're going to hear me, and they're going to hear Emmanuel, and they're going to hear, I'm about to make Drag do a drop for this mixtape. And, you know, he don't do R&B. Rap is his shit. But, you know, every now and then you got to take somebody out their comfort zone and give them something different. So that's what I'm about to do. I'm about to play this song called L-O-V, and then we're going to come back and talk some more. So here we go. What the hell is it? Damn it. Oh, okay, hold on.
It's a simple little word, one that y'all have already heard. Well, it's L-O-V-E. It's a word from the heart. No one was thinking girl plays a part. I spell it L-O-V-E. L-O-V-E. You paint a picture from a word. That's what I heard. It started from the way you move. And then I'm hurrying. You're the winner and the top. Spinning like you got a nigga to bring you a closer. I really like your style. Red bottom heels, why did it get? You got the club on fire, cause you're such a big deal. Like, hey, I got to hand you. Open my heart, you know you can give me a chance to show you what L.O.D. A little word, one that y'all have already heard.
We're the ballroom, baby.
Hello, baby.
Mr. Fettuccini.
Hello, baby.
Talk about him.
Young word on the heart. Show him what's been thinking good
about that word.
I'm spelling hello,
L-O-V-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E
I try to get her. She warm in the club. She bad like a curse. Pussy so good, make a nigga go to church. Oh, cause I'm open and I ain't even joking. Got me hung off that nookie. And girl, we not roping. Love with that potion. Motion in the ocean. High off your love. Baby, you that potion. B, she a vixen. No shopping, easy picking. Swag to the max. Body finger licking. Yeah, you know I'm tricking. Gucci bag picking. Styling with some heels. Got them girls tripping. He is forever. Leaving you never. Put your money stupid. But your mind clever. Hotter than the weather. Ain't nobody better. Baby, with me, life's sweet.
by face, no G.I. Joe. Warm it up till it's good and ready. I'm going in, girl, hold steady. Now throw that shit, Jim Kelly. I know what I want, that's already. I know what I give, that's too deadly. That good, good, that ooh, daddy. I'm real big on full play. While beating it up, I call it anime. Mercy me, Marvin Gaye. I stood up, you got nothing to say. Damn right, hell, I represent. Cause I'm screw dealing, you can't resist. Cause you contest. Yeah, you could say.
Girl, I want your body. Girl, that is you want mine. And I, oh, how I need your body. Girl, that is you need mine. So won't you give it to me? Baby, give it to me.
DJ Marv, go hard. Who the hell you got with you tonight?
You know.
No, I don't know.
The one y'all been talking about.
Oh, the chick, the chick that put the root on you.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
I mean, shit, nigga, you pussy whip every time you get on the show and talk about it. But, and if she ain't giving you no pussy, you sound all sad. So, yeah, you whipped.
He sound hella sad, too, so.
Oh, it's you, okay.
So, you saying you're not? So, you saying when she don't give you no pussy, you not sad?
What?
Yeah, I'll be sad. I'll be ready to kill myself.
Okay, so you admit you're pussy whip, real talk.
Nah, because, no, I don't admit shit, especially not on the air with Chop.
Well, you ain't got to, nigga. Just by avoiding the question is answering it.
It's okay. I'll tweet about it later.
How about no? And go ahead and tweet about it. I'm good at that Twitter shit.
Okay. But you can be good at that Twitter.
Is that Jazz, ain't he? Is that Jazz?
I got more followers than you.
Yes,
yes.
I don't care how many followers you got. I'm good at that Twitter shit.
Okay, but who you think they gonna believe, me or you?
Me.
How you figure?
Your whole timeline is full of pranks and shit.
All they gotta do, Marv, is listen to the last few nights, the last few streams, when your ass is sounding like you lost your best friend.
Well,
I don't understand.
Who is that?
She ain't want to give me none of her pussy. She asked me.
Oh, see, I didn't even say that shit.
I was about to send you one. Like, you know what? I'm going to send this to you courtesy of Jazzy Fantasies. I'm going to just send you this. Just tell her to come back.
I
ain't saying
nothing courtesy of nobody's fantasy.
Yeah, see, I didn't even say that shit. Y'all making stuff up now. Y'all good at that.
Good at
what?
I don't make up nothing. You got me.
I said she ain't give me none of that pussy. I don't even talk like that.
No, I'm saying you like, you know, you were trying to be all nice about it. We pulled it out of you. Look, I am.
Actually, he pulled it out of himself in the shower. He just.
Oh, yeah.
What? No, these niggas, I told him I was about to take a shower, and then I was sitting there listening to the show, and these motherfuckers said I was in the shower the whole time and shit.
Oh, you was missing me.
Yeah, but I wasn't in the shower for no fucking hour and a half and shit.
We don't know what she was doing with your water-worn dick. I'm
right. You had that long dick.
Okay. All right. We're down yet, man.
Dog, you couldn't make it tonight because she knew you was going to be on the phone with some bullshit.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Yeah, you're right tonight, boys.
I ain't coming.
I mean, it's okay, Marv. Go hard. So, sweetheart, does he really
go
hard?
Speaking of jacking off, though, Chop.
I thought y'all couldn't wait for me to call.
Speaking of jacking off, I think I've been playing my pussy so much. I think I gave myself carpal tunnel. Maybe I should, like, put myself on restriction. I picked up a wrist brace today. I'm like, whew, maybe I shouldn't play with myself so much. I might need to back up a little bit, put myself on restriction.
I am not playing with myself. I'm not doing much of nothing. I am taking applications for people to come over and eat it, though.
Hey, you know Willis. You know Willis.
I'm not fucking with Willis because he wants to come in my face, my hair, my ear. I'm good. I'm so good. I'm straight.
That nigga said he's trying to make you deaf. Like, bitch, this cum gonna make you deaf for the motherfucker.
Yeah, are you gonna hear his babies crying and shit?
Yeah, like, I'm really gonna hear him coming, fucking coming in my ear. Like, nah, I'm straight. And what's scary is these are the people that Marv know. Wow.
What he be saying about me?
Birds of a feather flock together. You got some perverted, nasty friends.
If she can hear me, she can hear you.
She probably don't be mad, Marv, because I'm sure she probably be sad when she don't get the dick from you, too. I'm sure it goes both ways, Marv. We're going to ask her right now. Are you sad when Marv doesn't give you the dick? If he put you on dick restriction right now, would you be upset?
Yeah, I would. He got that good shit.
Okay, see, so it goes both ways, Marv.
He paid her to say that, because I can tell how
she don't got to pay me to say nothing. I ain't got to lie for him. Shit.
The dick is good. How good is the dick? Is the dick so good? Is the dick so good that you would share with a friend?
Would I share with who?
Is the dick so good that you would share with a friend? Chuck said that she had dick so good she wanted to share it with somebody.
If a bitch had to fuck him, I'll beat her ass. Let me find out
about
myself.
Thank
you. Wow. Wow.
So no buddy system then?
No.
Y'all can't tag team the dick together? Like, both of y'all can't get on the dick? Like, she can't sit on his face and you ride his dick at the same time? That can't happen.
Nah, he can watch me with her, but she ain't about to touch him.
She's not allowed. That's no fun, though.
Shit. Yeah.
Well,
what about if he ate her pussy?
Nah, hell no.
Is that acceptable?
Hell no, he damn sure ain't eating nobody else.
He can't eat her.
He got that magic.
Marv, I feel sorry for you. I feel like you're in a deprived relationship.
Well, there goes me and Mars fantasy of when I come to Ohio about us fucking.
Right. I'm in a prior relationship. You don't get any perks and benefits. What's his motivation to behave himself? Can he get that on his birthday, Christmas, Hanukkah, something?
I do the guy.
That's it?
I get that on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
What?
He could get it on his birthday? He could get both of y'all on his birthday?
Maybe. Depends on what she look like.
Okay, well, will you bedazzle your pussy for her? For him? Will you bedazzle it? Can you put some jewels on it? Can you put his name across there and rhinestone?
Nah, that's just doing too much. I already got his name there.
Come on, man. I'm trying to help you out, Marv. I feel like Marv needs some incentives. You know how when you was a kid you used to get stickers for behaving? What does Marv get for behaving?
Some fire ass head.
Wow.
That's it?
Daddy,
can he come in your mouth?
Hell no.
If he comes in your mouth, will you swallow it?
Nah, I don't do that, Shawty. That's just nasty.
Marv.
Yeah.
We're going to work on it, Marv. I feel like you should at least swallow it. You should at least swallow it. And then maybe kiss the next bitch with it and make it real, like...
I already suck his dick and then go kiss my girlfriend.
I mean, do that. Like, you should just let him bust all in your mouth, right? And then kiss her, and then eat her pussy, and then kiss him. And then it should just be great. Like, everybody should just be excited and happy and shit.
What the fuck did you just say, you know?
Yeah.
Mark, I act like you don't like it. You over there licking your lips right now. I know.
Well, I mean, she said her girlfriend, so.
I just thought that.
My girlfriend.
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I feel like Marv isn't, he's getting a short end of the stick. Because why is it okay for her to get some extra pussy, but not okay for him?
Girl, I'm selfish like that.
So, like, damn, Marv, your girl got a girlfriend? Wow. What does that mean?
But you can't even play, though. I'm sorry, Marv.
One day we will.
So, does your girlfriend know about him?
sort of, kind of, but no.
What does she know?
that we're friends.
So, Marv, you're the mistress?
Oh, see, you ain't had to say it like that.
Yo,
you the mistress,
Marv?
Wow, you're the live toy.
No, he's not the mistress
at all. So, like, what would your girlfriend say if she found out the truth?
What can she say?
So, bitch, why you getting some dick behind my back? You fucking this nigga. And I just finished eating your pussy.
She don't do it right, so that's her fault.
Ooh. So why don't you
tell
her?
She broke up with me.
You always said that a woman will probably eat a dude. You always said a woman will probably eat another woman than a dude because she would know where all the right spots are. Mama just said she went heterosexual because her homosexual affair wasn't popping.
Damn. You know what, Jazz? We done went from homegirl stabbing up a man to Marv being the solid partner. Damn.
But, yo, let's not forget how it all got tied in with Big Tone on the phone giving his 2 cents about cheating. That's the last motherfucker that should be talking about. Somebody on that other shit. I was trying to behave myself, child, but I had wanted to say it. And I don't know, Tony, you still on the phone? I don't remember him saying goodbye. So.
Nah, he hung up.
Feel like.
We were on the
phone. So
we didn't have time to jump on him again tonight.
I'm just saying, I feel like that was the last motherfucker to be talking about creeping.
But,
yo ass can't make up your mind. What if he cheated on one of his transvestites with another transvestite? How would that fight go?
What?
Would they pull weeds or would they just be socking each other like niggas? How would that happen?
Oh, man.
Oh, shit, man.
They
will
be trying
to pull
their
hood. I'm not fucking with you on that one, Jazz. I can't fuck with you on that one.
I'm just saying, Tone, if you're still listening, please call in and tell me how does that pop off. Like, what happens is a chick finds out that he's fucking with a transvestite. What if she catches him one day getting whipped in his Taurus? Because remember he said he drives the premium Taurus, right, with the exact measurements, right? So what if he was getting head in his Taurus from a transvestite? And then the chick he was talking to rolled up on her. How would that fight go? Will she curse the dude out or curse the transvestite out like she was another bitch? Or will she be like trying to really chuck the deuces like she was fighting a nigga? Would he go to jail? What if the transvestite hit back? Would he go to jail for domestic violence or would it just be another chick fight?
That's a good one. I'm not sure about that one.
It depends on what he looked like.
I think the nigga would go to jail for domestic violence, which means that dude is bisexual. If he goes and gets put in a holding tank with women, then I would say, okay, you know what, Tone, you are absolutely right. The law has determined that you are not in fact bisexual. You are 100% heterosexual. But if Tone and the dude are in the same lockup, something ain't right.
But, you know, they say men cannot be bisexuals. They're either straight or gay.
Well, then his ass is gay as shit. Like, he's gay as a motherfucker. I'm just saying. You should put a tally on your website. That's what you should do. You should put a tally on your website so people can vote. Is this a motherfucker gay or straight? Please cast your vote here. And then you should do a future show with him on it, and you should reveal the results.
Oh, God. Oh, gosh. Them results might not be nice. Because I already
know. I'm going to call Willis on three-way so he can cuss your ass out.
Results is going to be that he gay.
No, I mean, you know, Tom is cool. Like, he's hella cool. He's very respectful, right? So I expected him to call me a couple of names. Like, bitch, I said I'm not gay. I expected him to, like, really go in, but he wasn't. He's a very respectable dude. I could probably hang out with him, go shopping with him, do all of these things, but I would never, ever, ever consider fucking this nigga. Like, never. Like, never would it cross my mind. Ever, never, never. Because I would know that not only probably is he looking at the next bitch, but then he's looking at that nigga, too. Like, damn, if I put a pair of pumps on that nigga, he probably be sexier than a motherfucker.
This is gonna be put on a strap on and suck your dick.
You need to get jazz off this show.
Wow.
Fucking crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, I just sit on the phone and just talk shit about people all day.
Nah, usually it's somebody like a
somebody on there saying something.
What's she say? Did somebody ask a question?
Oh, she said, what should I do, sit on the phone and talk shit about people all day?
Yes and no. I guess you'll have to tune in. I guess you'll have to tune in some Tuesday to see what kind of shit I say about her, huh?
Oh, you say shit about me, I'm going to say shit back.
It's okay, that's how the game goes. It's all right.
That's how the game goes.
I am going to say something, though, because, and I'm not going to wait till Tuesday. I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. I feel like, I really do feel like you're depriving my boy. Like, I feel like if this relationship is going to progress, that there needs to be some sort of negotiation involved.
Negotiation about what?
Like, I feel like it's not okay that you get to fuck two people and he only gets to fuck one.
I'm fucking two people.
This is not fair. You got a bitch on one side, right? And he hiding shit from the bitch. Like, they, y'all don't know everybody together. Y'all not one big happy family, right? Then you fuck my boy. And then when he don't get the pussy from you, he sad. I feel like he should be able to get some extracurricular pussy. Maybe not full-time pussy, but just like, when you with her pussy, like, when you with her and he can't really be with y'all, he should be able to at least get hair from another bitch. Like, I feel like he should get some perks.
Ain't no other bitch gonna satisfy him like I can, so all that's just irrelevant.
That might be true. So I feel like maybe what you should do is, since you know you like that bitch, then it should be okay for you to bring another bitch home. You should be like, you know what? I know my pussy's going to be better than hers. I know my head's going to be better than hers. So you know what I'm going to do just for you, both of y'all? I'm just going to bring her home, and then you can try it out. Because how does he know? He needs to try that out side by side. He needs to fuck you, fuck her at the same time. Then he can give you his honest opinion.
See, that would be cool, but she don't like dick, so that
that's okay.
Work.
Bring another bitch home. Forget her. Dump her.
Yeah.
Find another one.
Yeah, you need to find a dick taker.
Yeah, I mean, we do contests all the time. We do them for chops all the time. We could find Mars another chick that's really with it, like, you know, about that life. And I'd be like, we're going to find out who has the better pussy, you or his girlfriend. I'm sure we'll probably have some takers.
Mm-hmm. Well, from the south side.
Yeah, I'm going to get her ass, though. I ain't going to lie.
We got a candidate.
You got a candidate. See? There you go. Thank you later, Mars. You can thank me later, Mars.
You can thank her later.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
Shut the fuck up. You're ugly.
Man, this is the happiest we've heard Marv in a long time since he's been calling the damn
show.
Oh,
shut the fuck up.
Wow. He like, Jazz got me some extra pussy. And you admitted it on air, so there's no take back. Right, Chad? Because we're recording the show.
The proof. Take that shit to court.
The proof is there's no take back.
Tamar, it's good to see it.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
He nasty.
I think I want some.
All right, but he's about to get off so we can fuck.
Oh, wow. You know, don't let us hold y'all up.
I know, but why is everybody getting some but us, though? Why are we still? I'm sad. Okay.
Because what I want ain't here.
I'm not mine either, but
I'm being a good girl.
You're a toy master, though. You got all the toys and shit.
I do have the toys. I told you I fucked my wrist up. I have my brace on, like, right now, but it's all right. I'm a rock with it.
Mm-mm.
You're not about this life, Mar, so you wouldn't know, but I be going in. Fuck my hand up.
Damn.
Damn, that's what you call lonely, fuck yourself.
No, it's not lonely, little mama, because my dude could be right with me, and it'd be great, because, you know, it's not lonely. It's about experiencing life. I'll fuck myself. I'll fuck my dude. I'll fuck a bitch. I'll fuck my dude and a bitch.
Yeah, that didn't sound right.
It is what it is. I'll fuck the dog shit out of a bitch with a strap on. I promise you I would.
Oh, shit, Jazz. I think I'm coming to Cali.
So if your nigga asked you to fuck him with a strap on, you would do it?
I wouldn't fuck my dude with a strap on. I would fuck the shit out of my dude, though. No, I don't like dudes that go, didn't you just hear my whole little spiel about something? I don't do that. I like manly men. So I fuck with dudes who I don't really have to wonder about. So, but I would definitely fuck a bitch with a strap on. I would. I promise you I would. And everybody could be in the same room. Like, I'm not stingy. Like, we just bring her home, fuck her for a night, send her about her way, talk about it the next day, go to breakfast. It is what it is.
Trifecta.
Oh, that's how you want it to be.
I mean, what happened?
I can't do it.
That's because you're stingy, but that's okay, though.
I thought it was going to be you, me, and...
That's between you and Mar.
And we know
but you're stingy.
I'm not stingy.
Yeah, you stingy than the motherfucker. I could see if you said, I don't like women, then I could be like, oh, okay, she's just not really with it. But you do. You just so stingy, you don't want to share the pussy. So, I mean, you know, you stingy.
Yeah, she's just talking right now. We gonna get it together.
I am not stingy. I'm stingy.
Huh?
I'm stingy.
I don't know. You might be.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, oh. Get ahead of
me. You're saying that now. Your ass be going for months, motherfucker.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Nah, for real, I'm trying to fuck before I go home, so.
All right, y'all.
All right, Mark. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Bye.
All right, now that we got that motherfucker with that lame bitch off the line, God dang. Woo! Jazz. Jazz.
Yeah, I'm here, honey.
Man, girl, he better not ever call her back on the phone. I was trying to be nice. I don't do controversy on the show, but she was about to get it.
She was stingy. She was stingy as shit. And I think she thought that because she got a phone, we was going to stop talking about her ass.
Man, talking about she's going to talk back. She talk back all the fuck she want to, but she better realize who the fuck she talking to. Woo! God. She got a girl.
I hope Marv tears the pussy up and then.
Marv ain't tearing shit up. Sound like she tearing his ass up.
Got the nigga on wolf mode.
Yeah. He all happy to be calling while I in. I'm going to have to ask him not to do that no more. And I know she on Twitter. Like, Marv, the lane patrol has called is like, you won't punishment. You don't fucking
punishment.
Who's on
punishment?
Marv.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tried to help him out. I tried to get him a threesome. Tried to get her to be a little more giving. I just feel like if you're going to be bisexual, okay, I feel like there should be perks and benefits to being bisexual. If I'm bisexual and I am openly bisexual, you know, you're my dude, you know that I fuck with bitches, you know that I do all of these things, then why shouldn't we be able to bring all of that stuff together? I'm not going to be a stingy ass bisexual.
Exactly. Bring it home. We all have fun together, keep everything in proper perspective and whatnot. You know what I mean?
And, I think that that's an insecure bisexual. If you're so insecure, like, I could see, like I said, I could see if she doesn't participate in things like that at all. So she's like, I'll never do that with my man because I don't get down with women like that. Then that's one thing, right? That's a whole other discussion. But if you definitely eat pussy and you definitely fuck bitches, there should be no reason why you don't bring that home to your dude unless you're concerned that she might suck a dick better than you do, or she might ride that nigga better than you do. He might moan a little louder with her than he does with you. That's an insecure lesbian. If I'm going to be a lesbian, damn it, I'm going to be, like, the best fucking lesbian there is. Like, there's nothing that I can't do better than next bitch. I'm going to be turning around on the dick, eating a pussy at the same time. I'm going to be doing all sorts of shit. There's going to be bells and whistles and sparkles and shit.
Man, that's just, oof. That's all I can say is whoosh. Like, what the fuck? Like, literally, what the fuck? Woo, boy. The shit that come on my show. And I have to give it up to Tone because, man, he got balls. Like, literally, he got balls to keep calling back. Knowing that any given moment, he can be the subject of discussion.
Shout out to Tone. I still love you, though. You still cool. You hella cool. I just disagree with your views. And it's okay. Everybody has a difference of opinion.
Yeah, disagreement is a sign of growth. You know what I'm saying? That's
yeah.
A sign of maturity. Because everybody always agree on the same thing.
Yeah. But he's still hella cool, though. Very respectful, right? He's never super disrespectful or anything. So he's still a real cool-ass dude. I just don't necessarily, not that I don't agree with what he does, because what he does is what he does. I guess I just have a disagreement with how he views it in terms of, you know, him still feeling as though he's 100% heterosexual. Now, who he fucks with is who he fucks with. I could give a flying whatever about that. Like, I'm not really concerned, you know, with who he fucks with. It's just the fact that he doesn't think that there's a title that comes along with it that I tend to disagree with.
A lot of people do that. They are in denial. Denial stands for don't even know it's a lie. So for him, maybe that's his rationale to be able to deal with the fact that he likes men sucking his dick.
That's true. They say it's the seven signs of grief, right? There's seven signs of grief or seven signs of whatever, but and denial is definitely one of the first. Right, you're in denial about whatever. He probably was grieving over the fact that the last bitch sucked his dick so bad he had to go to a nigga to get his dick sucked right. So he's probably grieving over that, and he's going through the first stage, which is denial.
But remember what he said. He said that even the dude didn't suck his dick better than the female. So my thing is, why go back? You know, if you prove that women suck dick better than men, why you got a he, she slobbing your knob?
Because I think that the dude offered something that he wasn't getting with these other women. Because like he said, he was calling, he made his calls, he did his rounds or whatever, and none of these chicks picked up. They probably wasn't really fucking with him like that. right? But these niggas showed him time. They gave him attention. They gave him something that he wasn't getting along with some head. So it was like, oh, okay, at least when I call, he answers. At least when I come over, you know what I'm saying? He's whatever with me. He's available for me. Probably made him feel real good inside.
I mean, but my thing is, you're right. Dudes were offering him something that the females couldn't offer him. It's called the dick.
And that strong-ass jawbone.
Yeah, like, and the Adam's apple. I can't compete with that.
Probably gargled his nuts with they Adam's apple. Like, nigga, put these down here. Let me get with it.
You know, so I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm just like, what the hell?
I'm telling you that Jabo probably sucked the cum right out of his sack. Like, you know what? Let me get these, get this football for you.
So I'm just like, oh, wait.
I released some extra baggage. She was like, bitch, I'm in love. I don't give a fuck what you look like.
It is crazy. I don't know about that. And that chick, that, I mean, double standards, because my thing is, she's fucking Marv, but she's not telling the chick that she's fucking a dude. You know what I mean?
She was actually exactly what the fuck we was just talking about for the topic of the show. Keep it 100. It's so many people out there that are willing to fuck with you, knowing that you're fucking with somebody else. Leave the people alone who want to be in committed relationships. Let them find the other person that wants to be in a committed relationship. There's too much dick, there's too much pussy to be holding somebody hostage, and you know you're not doing them right. Like, that is the worst shit ever. Like, cheating is probably the lowest, dirtiest thing that you could do to somebody, because not only are you fucking another person, but then you mentally fuck up the person that you're with. Don't be a cheater. Just tell the motherfucker, I'm sorry, I don't want to do it anymore. Find two bitches that do want to fuck, knowing that you fucking the other person. Like, it's not that difficult. Not that difficult. You walk up to a bitch, you say, bitch, you look good. I'm fucking her, but I'm going to fuck you too. She probably will be with it.
But no, but my concern is, you remember how you were saying how down low brothers, like, make it bad for females because they could be bringing shit home or whatever? My thing is, she said the girl don't like dick, right? But here she is, got the girl thinking that her and Marv are just friends, and they're fucking, and she's still messing with the chick.
So that make her just as trifling as the niggas that we talk about, the keep it 100. And yeah, Marv is my boy, but that make him trifling for fucking with a bitch, knowing that she likes that. Like, yo, my thing is, I'm almost going to guarantee you, I don't know, and I don't really know her to say, but I would probably guess chances are either A, Marv is not the only dick she got in her life right now, or B, that chick is not the only pussy she got in her life right now. Because if she could be sneaky with that nigga and be on the radio and shit talking about, yeah, I'm trying to fuck you before I go home, which is probably home to that bitch. Right? And then she gonna kiss her all in the mouth and shit.
Yeah.
Right? Chances are she probably not faithful to that nigga either. So, just gonna put it out there. It is what it is. If I get hit on Twitter, if you wanna hit me on Twitter and talk shit about me, at Jazzy Fantasy, Marv has it. I don't give a fuck. My opinions are the same. If you're fucking that nigga behind her back, chances are you probably either got other dick in your mouth or another pussy in your face, point blank, period.
And for Marv to be a sideline dude for a chick, that's not cool. I mean, I can see if you was like, oh, she had a boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. But you being second for a bitch, like, wow.
That's okay. Marv is going to be all right because we're going to find him some additional pussy anyway. He'll be all right.
Damn, Marv. Like, for real. After you calling in with that thing on the line. I don't know, homie. Like, you lost, like, mad cool points. That's not cool. You could do better. Man, what's the name of that damn song? Oh, Marvin's Bedroom.
Somebody sleeping in my... Who sang that song? Drew Hill?
Yeah, but wait a minute. Hold on. I gotta find this damn song now, because it's like, it's so many different verses and stuff like that. Hold on. Who version I want to hear? I want to hear, let's see, either Sammy's version or Drake's version. You know what? I'm going to hear Sammy's version. Here we go.
Hey girl, I'm broke. Don't know how I'm supposed to get home. Hey girl, glad you picked up the phone. Sick and tired of being alone. Yeah, listen, I heard you got a new guy. What the hell, girl? You done moved on, but you ain't even tell me. So what am I supposed to do now? Just let you go and be happy? Hell no, girl. You and him cut it out. Fuck that nigga that you love so bad. We broke up, but girl, I want you back. Fuck that nigga that you think you found. And when I see him, girl, it's going down. I ain't playing with him, no. I'm just saying you can do better. We were better. And though we pushed that fight, we can make it do whatever. So why are you playing with him? Yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh. I'm kicking in my car now. I'm swerving to your condo. Cause yeah, better not be tripping. I'ma fuck shit up like pronto. I'm waiting in the lobby. They say they calling 911, but I don't care, girl. They can haul me away. I'm love drunk. Fuck that nigga that you love so bad. We broke up, but girl, I want you back. Fuck that nigga that you think you found. And when I see him, girl, it's going down. I ain't playing with him, no. I'm just saying you can do better. We were better. And though we fussed that fight, we can make it do whatever. So why you playing with him, yeah? Don't get me wrong, girl, I like to party. Work a little bit, take shots off the body. But I'ma compromise, cause I don't want another nigga sliding sour to mine. And my stomach hurt. The thought of that shit got a nigga feeling sick. And my stomach hurt. Fuck that nigga that you love so bad. We broke up, but girl, I want you back. Fuck that nigga that you think you found. And when I see him, girl, it's going down. I ain't playing with him, no. I'm just saying you can do better. We were better. And though we fussed that
that's what you meant to do, then baby bullseye. Who would have thought that you would go from my lover to being with another, some other, another? But I'll be damned if I sit back and let this shit flow. I hope nobody got insurance, baby Geico. Because my house is not a home and I hate sleeping alone. And you don't ring my phone, that's a no-go. I know I screwed up and you chucked the deuces. Maybe, just maybe, this drunk talk is useless. But maybe, baby, we can use this to bring us back together. Leave the past and see the future. Cause to be honest, girl, these groupies only drain me. And gold diggers are costly and it's so damn hard to tame them. And I'm young, handsome, and famous. So really, can you blame them with the reputation? To oppose this pressure is insane. I'm hurting, baby, I can't lie. I'm love drunk, don't say goodbye. I know you love them, you really love them. You really love them, well, baby, fuck.
Fuck that nigga that you love.
So sincere when I say that.
We both
have
worked
and
I want you.
Realize what you had. You did.
Fuck that nigga that you think you
know. And
when
I see
him till it's going down.
Leela. Sammy, baby. Good night.
Just now, okay. You said you could put your tongue all the way to my face.
Mm-hmm.
That's deep. Oh, okay.
All right. But I called in because I wanted to agree with you because everything you were saying was true, and I was like, basically, it just sounded like she getting over on the nigga.
Right. Thank you. Like, and you know what? What's so crazy is typically chicks ride with other chicks, right? And be like, oh no. I really feel like that's some stingy ass shit. Like, what's the perks and benefits of your girlfriend going both ways if you can't play? That's no fun. That shouldn't even be your girlfriend. Do you agree with that?
Like,
if she goes both ways, but she's not willing to share with you.
I don't even think that's his girlfriend. That's somebody else's girlfriend.
You're right about that. But I'm just, what's the point of fucking a bisexual bitch if she's not bisexual with you?
I mean, that's most guys' intent. You ain't going to want to watch her get on for another female and not try to join in, so that kind of sounds like something's messed up right there.
Is it just me, or does it sound like perhaps she has an insecure pussy? She's a little concerned.
She's dominating him.
Yeah, she sounds bitter.
Just saying. She sounds like, I mean... I'm just saying, she won't do anything for my boy. Like, she won't swallow. She won't... Nothing. She won't play with another bitch. She won't let him eat another bitch. Like, what's the point and benefit? Like, okay, if he can't play with her, at least be the best you could be. Like, if I'm not going to give you another woman in the bed, I'm going to give you a reason to not want another woman in the bed. I'm going to swallow whatever it is you give me. I'm going to spin around on the dick. I'm going to try to do jumping jacks on the shit. I'm going to be like,
yo, you gotta be like, I don't even need another bitch because my bitch does like 10 things. Like, you can't be stingy and missionary. That don't work right.
But have you ever seen the movie The Family That Prays?
Yeah.
He's like the guy in that movie, how the female was just smacking him around and she was messing with the other guy on the side.
Yep. That was a good-ass movie.
Because I'm telling you, no real nigga ever going to do no stuff like that. You're going to be able to get your rocks off and then still come back to the dick, but then you're able to have fun. You don't get nothing out the deal.
Listen, that's that stuff, right? Like, eat my pussy. And he'd be like, okay. But then he'd be like, suck my dick. And she'd be like, okay, nigga, but you better not come. That's stingy, yo. That's so stingy-ass dick. I would need to be able, first of all, I just feel like that's some stingy-ass shit. Let me just say that. That's stingy.
But, I mean, if you want to be able to fuck a nigga, why not? I mean, a female going to be like, sure, I get to have the best of both worlds. And the nigga going to just stay here and do what I say. So, shoot, she's going to keep running that game. She's pulling by his chain.
We just need to get Marv a collar and a leash because clearly she's walking his ass.
Yeah. And that's making
I sell those, by the way. Put that out there.
Yeah, we gotta make sure we give them some front line for them ticks and fleas and shit. Gotta treat them like a real dog. Real cool.
I am stuck on advantage, cuz.
Man, this is crazy. I'm really shocked at this.
I like dominatrix type stuff too, but if I'm gonna put my nigga on the leash, I'm gonna at least walk him to the other bitch pussy. Like,
like, eat that, nigga. Like, you better eat that shit. I don't know what the fuck wrong with you.
Right. Like, fuck, yeah. Fuck for telling him not to do it. I'm be like, eat that bitch pussy. Tell me which one tastes better. That your mind is. But that's because, you know, I'm just a little bit confident in what it is that I have. But I guess every bitch is not like that. I guess to each his own. I'm working on being more understanding and being more open. Tone has taught me that, actually. I've thought about it. Like, you know what? I can't be judging people all the time because I'm very imperfect, right? So who am I to judge? So I'm not going to judge you, little mama. I said you was a stingy-ass bitch. I really meant it, but it was wrong of me to judge you. So you won't give your nigga some pussy, but you eat pussy. And you won't let him eat other people's pussy, too? Who am I to say that that makes you stingy? I apologize.
No, the hell you don't. You right. She's stingy. Stingy. And if Marv was any kind of man, he would be like, bitch, you got the best of both worlds. I'm going to have it, too. Because you're really not my girl.
For real, I think Marv is a real man. And I wouldn't be surprised if, while she not telling her chick that she fucking with Marv, I wouldn't be surprised if Marv is on the low fucking her chick, too. And she not telling.
Wow.
The chick probably thinks her girlfriend don't like dick. Little mama probably think her girlfriend don't like dick. She probably spinning around on that shit. She probably swallowed it a couple of times. Mara probably busted all in her eye and shit, gave a bitch pink eye.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey,
oh,
ain't nothing wrong for facial.
I bet you. Little mama gonna go home, find her diary, and the chick diary's gonna say, dear diary, I'll fuck this nigga. My bitch think I don't know that she fucking him too, but I told him that he could break up with her, and I'm going to give her another bitch, give him another bitch.
That's crazy. Well, it is 11:35. I have been up since, like, I went to bed at 5 and got up at 9. I'm tired as fuck, and I had to work all day tomorrow. Not a fucking good look. We're going to be back on Tuesday. I don't know who the special guest is going to be. But we're going to have one. Or we might not. Shit. No matter. We still ride the fucking wave around here. I appreciate Excuse me. Everybody for calling in and listening and participating and shit. I really appreciate that couple that called in and kept it all the way funky. That's some real shit right there. Shouts out to them.
Yes.
Because that's love. That shows that love conquers all, because they've been through some shit.
And you seen how old boy, like, had a little bit of bass in his voice when Tom was like, I wouldn't fuck back with that bitch. You seen how dude was like, nah, my nigga, like, nah, nah.
Like, yeah, he was like, even his mama and them was like, you know, she did this, she did that, and he was like, I fucked up. Like, you know.
That's a real man to admit his flaws. You know what I'm saying? He was like, okay. I love her even, like, that's how you know that's real love right there. You know how people get married and they question it, like, are we really meant to be together? If you still stay with her and your ass was dead for 15 seconds, that's love. That means that they really meant to be together forever. Like, that really was his forever.
Love is her holding his ass down for the motherfucking 6 years. Girl,
that was love. That's what I'm saying. That's how you know they was really supposed to be together. Like,
yeah,
she didn't roll out for his ass. He like, you know what? I don't give a fuck what she do. She'd kill me. But he working on his second lifetime with her.
Yeah, but my
keep it all the way 100. The nigga died once. So he working on lifetime number two.
He wasn't even home a month. Like, yo, shit. 9 months is too long for her to do that.
No. He was scared. Like, I don't even really want to go home because I know she gonna fuck me. I'm not gonna go home right now.
But that just lets him know she got motherfucking patience. She waited 9 months on your birthday. She ain't play no games.
That's crazy. That nigga died on his born day.
Man. Now, that was the devil lying to him. Like, yo, you can fuck both of these bitches.
Every time he get near the pussy, he like, the devil is a lie. The devil is a lie.
Yeah.
The devil is a lie. I won't fuck that bitch. The devil is a lie.
Man, y'all just heard this. Let that be y'all lesson. Like, yo, like, if you got something good at home, don't fuck it up. Because you never know what is on that woman's mind and what you may push that woman to do. They made that show snap for a reason, and females really do snap. Men, you know, y'all need to be mindful of the shit y'all do. And females, if you trifling and you doing some old dumb fuck shit that will cause your husband or your boyfriend to snap, sit back and think about it. Like, do you have kids and stuff like that? And do you really want to go meet your maker at an early age for some dumb shit that you're doing? Don't be playing with these niggas' emotions. Dudes, don't be playing with bitches' emotions. If you want to be with somebody, you be with them. If you don't want to be with them, be man or woman enough to tell them that you're not happy in the situation and you're leaving. Do not sit there and share a bed with somebody and then you outside the home fucking somebody else and sharing their bed. Please don't play with people's emotions like that, because a person scorned has, you know, their fury is something serious, like, for real. You thought Sodom and Gomorrah was on fire. Fuck what a motherfucker's feeling, especially when they love you and they done gave you they all, and you fuck around and get them your ass to kiss and you think, like, you can do whatever and see what happened. That shit is not cool, like, for real. That shit really is not cool. I don't respect nobody that play with people's feelings and emotions. I mean, it's okay to tell, like, a little white lie in the beginning because you might have still been fucking another person and you wasn't sure how that shit was going to play out. But when you start being involved and you living with somebody and y'all start having unprotected sex and then you're out there fucking with the next bitch or the next dude, come on, y'all. Let's keep it funky. Let's do the right thing. It's not even
well, this is Jazzy from Jazzy Fantasies, and I endorse that message. I agree. Ditto.
I was like, after listening to their story, shit, I wouldn't want to play with nobody. Because, like, what if God would have been like, okay, yeah, it's really his time to go. That's so many lives fucked up. He had kids. She had, I mean, you know, being at the hospital, she must be a nurse or something, you know? That could have went so many different ways.
Man.
It could have, because she could have been in prison for life, right?
Yeah.
They kids could have been without a daddy, right? He'd have been dead. Parents would have been grieving. It could have caused a whole lot of turmoil. And the truth be told, if, just like how I said about Lil Mama, like, if a bitch is willing to cheat with you, she will cheat on you eventually. Maybe not in the beginning, but eventually. Same thing true with a dude. If a dude is willing to be the other man, right, then he's willing to find himself another woman eventually also. So doing all that slipping and sliding, creeping, whatever, if you truly value what you have at home, you should really think about those things, because just like, I don't know, there's a saying that goes, just like you got them, that'll be the same way you lose them. So you get your man because he was fucking with his wife, and then he left his wife to come stay with you. Well, guess what's going to happen in 6 months to a year? Chances are you'll probably be the wife, and he'll probably be fucking another bitch the same way he did the one that came before you. Same thing with a nigga. Niggas fall in love with these bitches who they know got other niggas, right? But they love that bitch because her pussy is so good. Great, but guess what? She's probably sharing her pussy with the world, truth be told. So think about it. Be smart, man.
Yeah, like, stop getting community property pussy dick, yo. Like, you know how you share the community pool? That's how you share dick and pussy.
Community property. Well, nigga, no, that's not your pussy. That's kind of everybody's pussy, but, you know, I guess you could be in it right now.
Yeah, we'll loan it to you. Just for this day. Yeah, I'm going to come back and claim it, and it's going to be mine. But I'm about to take my ass in the shower, and then go downstairs, eat me some tacos, and then come lay down and call it a fucking night, because I'm so damn tired.
Sounds good to me.
Know Your Enemy hit me up, because I need to know your dick. Jazzy hit me up.
And, I mean, you know, just for picture purposes, you might want to go ahead and include me in that tweet so I could see with my own eyes. Yeah, good show tonight. I liked it.
Yeah, it was, like, very laid back because I'm tired. And I got a bottle of a Jose Cuervo ready to serve margarita in my bag for my photo shoot yesterday. And I can't even touch it. I'm tired. I'll drink that tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to let you retire. I'm about to go hit the gym. I'm trying to work it out, get my abs right, get my booty plump, you know.
Oh, yeah. Do that.
So, all right. It's been real. I enjoyed the show. Can't wait till Tuesday.
I know, right? You guys have a good night, and thank you for riding the chocolate wave. Good night.